Police boss who hid during terror attack to get pension 12x bigger than murdered officer's widow. By Jack Montgomery on October 15, 2018. The Metropolitan Police leader who stayed in his car with the doors locked while a radical Islamic terrorist murdered PC Keith Palmer outside Parliament is in line for a pension 12 times larger than the slain officer's widow, according to reports. Sir Craig Mackey was acting commissioner of the Metropolitan Police during Khalid Massoud's car and knife attack outside the Palace of Westminster, and has been dubbed Commissioner Coward by the British press for his decision to watch from behind a locked car door while unarmed PC Keith Palmer was fatally stabbed by the Islamic extremist and then drive away. The 56-year-old now serves as deputy commissioner to controversial Met boss Cressida Dick, but is due to retire in a matter of weeks, and will, according to reports, be in line for a pension worth some £154,000 a year, or around £12,800 each month. PC Palmer's grieving widow, meanwhile, is said to be entitled to no more than £12,757 per year. When the public look at PC Palmer's bravery to stop a terrorist, then the contribution of Mr. Mackey, they will judge themselves who deserves the most pension, remarked McNeville, a retired detective chief inspector who served with the Metropolitan Police for almost three decades. Sir Craig has faced a barrage of criticism from retired officers and serving police officers since his actions during the Westminster attack were revealed at an inquest, with accusations of cowardice and even neglect of duty being leveled. Mackey failed to live up to police values and to the oath of office he took at the start of his career. He should consider his position, not retire in December but go now, because he does not deserve to wear the same uniform as police officers across the country, wrote Inspector Matt Webb, chairman of the Sussex Police Federation, adding, he should be stripped of his knighthood and Queen's Police Medal. Former Metropolitan Police Chief Superintendent Philip Flower states frankly that Sir Craig was guilty of cowardice, adding that if he was still in uniform, Sir Craig's conduct would mean that I would never want to serve under him. Current Commissioner Cressida Dick and Assistant Commissioner Neil Boshu have fiercely defended their fellow senior officer. However, with Dick going so far as to say that Sir Craig led the response to the Westminster attack with distinction. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.